In the news for a Monday, the 8th day of June for 2020. Well, starting this Friday, schools, day camps, bars, gyms, and professional sports, all part of the state's Stage 3 reopening, will begin under certain conditions with modifications. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will speak before the Amador Board of Supervisors tomorrow on this next stage and present a COVID-19 update. Kerr has said in the past that Amador County will not be opening any sectors until additional guidance that is issued can be reviewed and further information from case investigations can be obtained. Now, only counties that have met certain thresholds on the number of cases, testing, and preparedness will be allowed to start reopening these selected business sectors. The Stage 3 reopening guidance includes new rules on hotels, casinos, museums, zoos, and aquariums. It also pertains to resuming music, film, and television production.
Well, meanwhile, Amador and Calaveras school officials awaiting State Superintendent Tony Thurman's press conference later today, where he'll release the California Department of Education guidance document titled Stronger Together, a guidebook for the safe reopening of California's public schools. Now, this will serve as a roadmap of recommendations for schools to work with their local public health officials and school communities to navigate the next steps for a fall reopening. Thurman notes that the guidance will include recommendations for face coverings, physical distancing, and symptom screening for schools providing some form of in-person instruction and distance learning.
Well, the COVID count continues to increase in Calaveras County. Public health officials on Friday announced 3 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day. On Friday, public health officials confirmed that a man and an infant girl from San Andreas had been infected. Now, their cases were linked to an adult woman whose case was reported on Thursday. All were living in the same household. The third case involves an older adult female from Angels Camp. Currently, the source of her infection has not yet been determined. Now, this totals 4 cases in the county within a 48-hour period. An investigation is underway to contact anyone that came in close contact with these latest cases. All will be assessed and monitored for the virus. This brings the total number of confirmed coronavirus cases to 19 in Calaveras. That number includes 11 females and 8 males, with 2 cases involving persons under the age of 17. So far, 13 of the cases have since recovered.
Well, a crowd of about 300 to 400 people lined the intersection of Highways 4 and 49 in Angels Camp Friday for a demonstration in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Following the event, the Angels Camp City Council, which declared a local emergency through this week, earlier Friday enacted a curfew through Sunday morning. In a late Friday afternoon announcement, city officials explained the moves as key in allowing additional resources to flow into the city, ensuring events take place peacefully and without incident, and to protect the health and safety of residents and businesses. Well, the curfew covered city residents on city streets, walkways, alleys, parks, or other public areas during the curfew hours, and any violators would be subject to criminal penalties and fines up to $1,000. The city administrator and chief of police are authorized to reenact another round of curfews as they deem necessary through June 11th.
Well, Jackson police are on alert for a planned Black Lives Matter demonstration in Dietert Park. According to Police Chief Chris Mindrup, the Jackson Police Department has received information that a demonstration in alliance with the Black Lives Movement will be staged in Dietert Park on Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. The group hosting the demonstration has been in contact with the city and the police department, and there is no indication that anything other than a peaceful protest is planned. Mindrup says the JPD wholeheartedly supports the constitutional rights of its citizens to peacefully assemble. However, the department will not tolerate any acts of violence or property destruction. Additional law enforcement officers from the county will be assisting to ensure the safety of community members and businesses. Mindrup adds, at this time, there are no planned shutdowns of any streets and no curfews will be imposed.
Old Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort will again welcome guests today starting at noon. That's right. The casino will reopen starting at noon today. Closed since mid-March due to COVID-19 pandemic, Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort has been working to implement a strategic reopening plan that aims to protect guests and employees by increasing cleaning and disinfecting protocols. Now, these new measures of safety include requiring all employees have temperature checked prior to entrance, conduct a self-assessment health screening, and wear a face mask while working. And they'll require guests to have their temperature checked, wear a face mask, and have hand sanitizer applied prior to entrance. Now, the casino floor has been reconfigured to encourage social distancing along with hand sanitizing stations throughout the property. Reducing the number of seats offered at each table will also be put into effect, of course, to adhere to social distancing. Now, the reopening will be presented in phases that will allow Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort to gradually reopen its gaming floor, food outlets, and entertainment options. Operation of slots, table games, Lone Wolf, Pacific Grill, Margaret's Bakery, the hotel and RV park will resume immediately. The buffet, transportation, entertainment, valet, poker, and arcade will remain closed at this time. We'll return at a later date.
And close to 200 acres will be burned off in the next 2 weeks in a prescribed burn at Calaveras Big Tree State Park. Now, this will create smoke and possible delays for travelers along Highway 4 near Arnold. The burn is part of the series of prescribed burns planned for this year at the park in a joint effort with CAL FIRE. Crews will be using this prescribed burn program for vegetation management, hazardous fuel load reduction, wildlife habitat improvement, enhancement of the health of the forest by removing diseased material, restoring essential nutrients to the soil, and reducing the chance of a catastrophic wildfire. The burn is slated to begin today, weather conditions permitting. It'll be in the North Grove area, and again, will cover about 200 acres between the East Moran Fire Road and the Walter Smith Parkway. Now, you will see smoke from Amador County from this fire. Highway 4 will remain open while burning is underway. Heavy smoke may halt traffic at times. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.